Agatha Raisin by M.C. Beaton. Dramatized for radio by David Semple. Starring Penelope Keith as Agatha. Episode 6. A Marriage of Convenience.
Right, I've just unpacked the mugs. We need tea bags, milk, anything else?
Agatha, this is never going to work.
What do you mean?
People are never going to believe we're a married couple.
Why shouldn't they?
Well, I just don't feel very married.
It isn't a medical condition.
I'm totally new to this sort of game. I mean, do I call you darling?
Only if we're living in a 1950s sitcom. Now, here's your ring. You get a full refund if you take it back within 28 days.
Well, that's longer than most marriages these days, I suppose. Right.
James, not on that finger. Unless you're on a business trip and you've told your secretary the divorce has come through.
Well, at least this flat is a decent size. I'm so glad we don't have to share a bedroom.
Yes. So am I. Now, let's get down to the pub and mingle with the murder suspects.
So anyhow, we go over the Fosseway and down into Baggot's Green.
Oh, that seems a really good route, Kelvin.
Excuse me.
Can I help you?
Where do I find out about the Dembley Walking Society?
Oh, this is it, but we're not walking this week, are we? We've had a death in the group.
Yes, my wife and I read about that in our local paper. Didn't we, darling?
If you say so, dear.
Hang on. I know you. You're that man we met at Gibbet Hill.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you cut Sir Charles's estate manager down to size, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I remember you now. I'm James Lacey. My wife and I have just moved to the area. This is my wife, Mrs. Lacey.
Agatha.
I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Deborah.
Goodness, it's a small world. Well, can I buy you good people a drink?
That's very kind of you. I'll have a pint of Badger's.
I'll have a fizzy mineral water.
And I'll have my usual.
Oh? What's that?
You know perfectly well, dear. Gin and tonic.
Oh, of course. I've got a memory like, what do you call those kitchen things with all the holes in them?
A sieve.
That's the ticket. Right, pint of Badger's, carbonated water, gin and it.
A tonic.
Right!
Mrs. Lacey, your husband's a scream.
That's just what I was thinking. Scream.
So, what made the pair of us move to Dembley?
Quality of life, really. We're both keen walkers, both retired, and this is a very beautiful part of the country.
Oh. Yes, we are lucky to live here, in spite of all the recent horror.
It must have been a shock losing Jennifer, was it?
Jessica. And yes, it was.
I keep waiting for her to walk through the door, tell us to rise up and march through the wheat fields of our capitalist oppressors.
Was that the kind of thing she was likely to have said?
Oh, Jessica had very strong views about that sort of thing. I didn't always agree with her, though of course she had every right to express her opinion.
If you ask me, that was what did for her in the end. She was attacked by one of Sir Charles's lackeys.
Oh, yes. She was found in his field, wasn't she? Though, what makes you think it was one of Sir Charles's people?
Oh, just a hunch. Mind you, they'll never prove it. It's the old story. If you've got the money, you can get away with anything.
Oh, do you think so? Most prisons these days seem to be social clubs for MPs and pop stars.
Right, here we are. Badgers, fizzy water, G&T, and a scotch.
Cheers, pal.
Thank you.
Your wife was saying that you've retired.
That's right. I was in the army for 30 years.
Oh, you're a military man.
Yes, but I gave it all up for love the day I met Agatha. There's some things in life too precious to lose. And the day I cast my eyes on this wonderful woman, I thought, forget your country, forget your job, forget your social status. All that matters is this lovely, sweet lady.
Mr. Lacey, that's so beautiful. That's really, really beautiful.
Well, that was the most convincing display of marital bliss since Liza Minnelli last staggered down the aisle.
For heaven's sake, I was only acting.
Well, you're a terrible actor.
That's not what they said at the Army Benevolent Fund when I gave them my Nanky Poo in the Mikado.
No wonder morale is so low in the armed forces. I need a cigarette.
Agatha, this is Sir Charles's flat. Does he really want his wallpaper to be sepia tinted?
If you don't shut up, it'll be blood spattered.
Well, think of that display of man's evolutionary origins. Anyway,
What did you think of young Kelvin?
He was giving you some very funny looks. I think he saw right through you.
So does that mean he might be feeling a bit guilty? He might think someone's onto him?
No, it just means he has a brain. Now, what about Deborah?
Sweet little thing, yes. Rather charming, actually.
I thought so. Men always go for women like that.
Women like what?
Little mousy ones who giggle inanely at their jokes.
It makes a pleasant change.
Now, Deborah was the mediator between the Ramblers and Sir Charles. She's been to Barfield House a couple of times, and she was friendly with Jessica.
So, she was familiar with the murder victim and with the scene of the crime. Well, who can that be? Nobody knows we're here.
Probably the gas board selling us electricity. Or the electricity selling us gas.
Afternoon, folks.
Phil Wong, how on earth did you manage to find us?
It's my business to keep an eye on what's going on round here. You may think we spend all day putting up new speed cameras, but there's more to the job than that.
Well, you'll have to get up early to keep an eye on Agatha.
I know, I'm thinking of having her electronically tanked. I hear congratulations are in order.
Are they? What have we done?
Mr. and Mrs. Lacey?
Oh, goodness me, sorry. No, can I just clarify? We're not really mad. It is just an act.
There's no need to sound quite so defensive.
Actually, I'm aware of that. And I'm also aware of who owns this flat and that you're trying to clear his name.
Well, the thing is, we really don't think Sir Charles did it.
And why is that, then? Because he's got such a nice face.
We have our reasons. And I suppose you're here to say, be good, leave it to the police, go home and take up macrame.
No, Mrs. Raisin.
It's Mrs. Lacey, please.
Mrs. Lacey, you do all sorts of things we couldn't get away with. You go undercover, you tell lies, you generally stick your nose in. Now, obviously, we can't condone that. But I just want you to promise, whatever you find, you give it to me first.
Have I ever kept things from you in the past?
Frequently. Now, where are you off to next?
Well, I'm off to the library to look at back issues of the local newspaper. And I'd also like to have a look at the electoral roll, find out where our suspects live and their nearest relatives.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Then I suppose our Agatha's going to pay them a visit?
No, I want to talk to the neighbours first, get a clearer picture of who these Ramblers are.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. People don't take kindly to strangers snooping on their doorsteps.
I won't be snooping. I'll be carrying out market research. It's amazing what people reveal for a £5 gift voucher.
Oh, dear me. She's got a clipboard and she's not afraid to use it.
Hold on! I'm coming! Yes?
Mr. Witherspoon?
That's right, and I don't care what you're selling, I ain't having it.
I'm from the council's core service delivery unit, and I'm conducting a survey on whether people are happy in their neighbourhoods. Mm-hmm. Whether you feel safe, whether you like your environment, whether you get on with your neighbours.
Neighbours, eh? I could tell you a tale or two about them if I had a mind.
Well, there's a £5 gift voucher if you can spare the time to help.
Is there? Well, what I've got to say is worth £5 of anyone's money. Come in, my ducks, before they see me talking to you. Sit yourself down.
Oh, thank you. Now, there are 6 questions I need to ask. How long have you been living here?
Well, I've been living here since they built the flats. 1960
will be fine. Mm-hmm. And do you get on with your neighbours?
Well, not as well as what I used to. Her next door, she come from Zanzibar. Don't speak a word of English. I don't speak much Swahili, so there ain't much we can talk about.
What about your neighbour across the hallway?
No, that's another story, that is. Did you read in the paper about that woman got murdered on Gibbet Hill?
I think I might have.
Well, that's her lover.
What?
She's one of them homo sapiens.
You mean homosexuals?
There's the one.
How do you know about this?
I seen it with my own eyes, my dear. I've seen things they don't even allow on Channel 4.
Mr. Witherspoon, with respect, if they were lovers, I'm surprised they invited you in to watch.
Oh, I seen it through the spy hole in my door, I did. The two of them kissing goodnight. Well, it started as a kiss, but then they got very excited. And that Jessica, with her huge hand, she stuck up...
Thank you, that's absolutely fascinating. I only wish I had a box to tick for it.
The love that dare not speak its name, they used to call it. Oh, nowadays it's the love that will not shut up. I don't know what the world's come and do. I really don't.
Mr. Lacey, here's the book you requested.
Thank you so much.
And just let me know if there's anything else you need.
I will do. Thank you again.
James, I've got something to tell you.
Darling, do pull up a chair and try to remember there are people reading.
I was talking in a perfectly reasonable volume.
Yes, yes, but your talking impinges on those people who have come here to improve their minds.
James, you may see the library as a place of learning, but to me, it's where old people come to save on their heating bills.
You be quiet.
Yes, I'm so sorry about my wife. Darling, let's go to the periodical section.
Well, have you found anything?
Not a lot. I do have an address for Deborah's mother, but the local papers only go back 6 months. I did find some very cheap flights to Barcelona there.
Bugger Barcelona. I have what I think we might describe as a bombshell.
Well done, you. What is it?
Deborah was having an affair with Jessica.
What? Dear sweet little Deborah, she couldn't have.
They don't all have shaven heads and look like bricklayers.
Well, Jessica certainly did. Haven't you seen her picture in the Denver Gazette?
There are lots of reasons why people sleep with each other. Sometimes it's looks, sometimes personality, sometimes it's the bulge in their trousers caused by their wallet.
Well, if it was a power thing, I suppose Jessica was a bit of a catch. Oxbridge-educated deputy head teacher.
But there's a much bigger fish in the sea now, isn't there?
What do you mean?
Deborah's been to Barfield House at least 3 times, negotiating on behalf of the Ramblers.
You don't think she's after Sir Charles, do you?
If my theory is correct, sweet little Deborah is about to bait her hook and dangle it in the water.
Deborah, it's so sweet of you to come and visit.
Oh, I couldn't bear to think of you alone all weekend.
Well, it can get quite terrifying, what with the howling wolves and the ghosts of my ancestors rattling round in their chains.
You're always teasing me.
Anyway, Gustav will be back on Sunday.
You're really lucky to live in such a beautiful house.
Beautiful, is it? Baedeker described it as architecturally undistinguished. Still, there will always be critics.
I used to visit places like this when I was little. And all the interesting bits seemed to be fenced off with a rope.
Those weren't the interesting bits. Those were the staff lavatories.
Well, I used to dream that one day the owner would come down, lift up the rope and say, "You don't need to bother with that. Come with me and I'll show you all the hidden nooks and crannies."
We were open to the public once. I cannot tell you how soul-destroying it is to have herds of people trampling across one's childhood memories. I could have cheerfully picked up the rope and strangled them with it.
I know. People can be ever so disrespectful of beautiful things.
I'm fed up with beautiful things. I prefer beautiful people.
Oh.
So, are you here for the whole weekend, Deborah?
I'm all yours, Charles.
Well, let's lift up the rope, and I'll show you my private area. Oh, dear. If at times like this, I really wish I'd taken up watercolours instead.
It's Deborah. I know it's Deborah. I feel it in my gut.
But how can you be so certain?
I can't be. Which is why we're going to visit her mother.
Well, that'll clear it all up. Mrs. Camden, is your daughter a decent sort? Yes, dear, apart from her habit of bumping off ex-lovers.
James, I know she'll try and protect her daughter, but something will slip.
The police have probably interrogated her until she's blue in the face.
But we are not interrogating her. We are two journalists writing a sympathetic piece on the local tragedy and all the people affected by it.
And which paper are we meant to work for? The Grave Robbers Gazette?
All you have to do is nod your head and keep chewing your pencil.
Fine. I know my place. And when Mrs. Camden attacks you with a steam iron, do I use the pencil to defend you?
Here we are.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Over the top.
Hello.
Mrs. Camden?
That's right, Pet.
My name is Agatha Lacey. I'm the editor of Cotswold Life magazine, and this is my assistant, James.
How do you do?
Ah, you'll be wanting to talk about the wedding.
What?
What can can hardly believe it. My Deborah and a real-life baronet.
What?
Yes, it's an absolute fairy tale, which is why my editor is quite lost for words. Let's go inside and you can tell us all about it.
Now, my Deborah, she always said she would make something of her life. When she were a kiddie, she said to me, Mum, I'm going to be a teacher. And she worked so hard for her exam. She had no help from her father, mind. He were no use to her.
Right, I get the picture. A very well-motivated young person.
Yes. So, when she says to me, Mum, I'm going to marry Sir Charles Whittaker and live at Barfield House. Oh, I was so happy for her.
But they've only known each other a few weeks.
Well, that's just the sort of person my Deborah is. If she wants something, nothing will stand in her way.
Nothing, or indeed no one.
Oh, it's going to be a dream wedding. Everyone will be there. Famous people from the television, maybe even the royal family.
I imagine Lord Lucan will put in an appearance.
Oh, and they're having a cake with little marzipan models of themselves looking like Romeo and Juliet.
Mrs. Campbell.
Yes, Bet.
Does Sir Charles actually know that he's going to get married?
Well, he hasn't got round to asking her yet, but you know what men are like.
Yes, indeed.
But she said to me, Mum, tonight I know it's going to happen. After all these years on the shelf, I finally found my handsome prince.
Well, Deborah, that was a wonderful evening.
And I never want it to end.
All good things must come to an end, my dear. Let's celebrate a very special night.
Where did that come from?
I always keep a bottle by my bedside. Cheers.
Cheers. Here's to our future.
Yes, to both our futures.
Well, I'm going to go and run us a bubble bath.
Oh, Deborah, you're spoiling me.
When we get married, I want all of this wood panelling painted white. It's so gloomy in here.
What did you say?
I just think this panelling looks so dark.
Never mind the panelling. What do you mean, get married?
Hang around waiting for you to pop the question.
Deborah, we're having fun, that's all. I never said anything about marriage. I'm not the marrying kind.
But you've got to marry me.
Deborah, let's not argue. We've had a wonderful evening. Let's not spoil it.
No. I wouldn't want anything in the world to spoil it.
Do you have to drive so fast? I keep thinking we're going to crash into a sheep or something.
What would a sheep be doing out at this time of night?
I don't know. Sleepwalking.
Come on. There's got to be a quicker route. Oh. James, put a cigarette in my mouth.
What?
It helps me to think.
No, it doesn't. It clogs up your arteries and makes you irritable.
No, James, you do that. Just put it in my mouth. They're on the dashboard.
There.
Come on.
Sorry, I've never been any good with these. You'll just have to wait.
Oh, will you stop faffing about and good here?
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Are you all right?
Not really. Are you happy now?
Well, it's not my fault we're in a haystack.
Only one way to get to Sir Charles now.
What's that?
Cross-country running.
Oh!
Is your bath warm enough, Charles?
Yes, it's quite lovely.
If it isn't, I could always go and get a kettle.
No, it's quite all right.
Oh.
Someone at the door.
Oh, don't worry, they'll go away.
No, I don't want them to go away. I mean, it could be important.
Nothing is important except you and me and our future together.
Oh, no, Deborah, I must get out of the bath.
Okay, I'll let you. If you tell whoever's there that you're going to marry me.
Deborah, you're absolutely crazy.
Crazy, am I? Is that what you think of me?
It's no good. He's not going to answer.
James, we have got to get into the house. I'm sure I heard shouting.
In that case,
This calls for action. Get out of my way, Aggie. Let's see if I can still pull off the old unarmed combat training. One, two, three. Ah! Oh! Obviously not.
What did you do that for?
Because I love the sound of my shoulder dislocating. Honestly. Let's try the tradesman's entrance. Get off me!
You only... You! All the things I've done for you!
Let me go!
All the things I had to get rid of to get to you!
It was you! You killed Jessica!
Yes, Charles. And I don't want to kill anyone else, so do as I say. You get dressed, and we'll go downstairs and talk about the wedding.
Deborah! Let them go!
Mrs. Lacey, Charles and I have the most wonderful news.
Come here, Deborah. Just come here.
Don't talk to me like that. I'm not a dog.
Right, everyone take it easy. Oh. Tell me what's going on.
Phil, thank goodness you're here. Deborah has something to say to you.
Hello, Constable. It's like a party in here, but then I suppose we've got so much to celebrate.
All right, Miss Scanlon. Let's come this way.
Another cognac, Mrs. Risen?
No, it's all right. I've stopped shaking. I just need a cigarette.
I'll have another snifter, if I may.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, I really can't thank the pair of you enough. I mean, you saved my life. You really did.
There is the small matter of our fee.
No problem.
And the damage to my car.
Consider it paid for.
And the farmer's field.
Don't worry, I'll take care of everything.
I wonder how Deborah's getting on. Do you think she'll ever stand trial?
I shouldn't imagine so. She'll probably spend the next 20 years in a psychiatric hospital writing obscene poems about it.
Oh, dear, I do feel wretched. I keep thinking it was my fault. Somehow I led her on.
Right, folks. I thought I'd just inform you, Miss Camden has admitted everything. She says she was in love with Sir Charles, but Jessica got in the way. And I have a visitor for you, Mrs. Raisin.
Oh, yes?
If you'd like to follow me.
Bill, I just want to say, whatever I've said about the police in the past, at least you were there when it mattered.
Well, thereby hangs a tale.
Oh, yes?
We weren't actually after Deborah.
No.
We were after you for dangerous driving, hence the patrol cars from three counties.
Typical. Absolutely typical.
Oh, Mrs. Rachel, I'm so glad to see you. We heard there'd been a crash, and I phoned Bill, and he
and
said...
Mrs. Bloxby, I crashed into a haystack. The haystack came off worse.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, I'll leave you ladies alone. I'll take your statement later, Mrs. Raisin.
Thanks, Bill.
I have to say, we've all been a bit worried about you, Mrs. Raisin.
Oh, yes.
We heard you'd moved into a flat with James Lacey.
Well, I could think of scarier people one could move in with.
So the rumours were true.
Mrs. Bloxby, you must never listen to rumours. What were they saying?
Well, tongues have been wagging as to whether bells might soon be ringing.
Oh, dear. I don't think we'll be booking the church hall just yet. James and I have been involved in a murder investigation.
No, that's a pity. I'd almost persuaded Alf to buy me a hat. So it was business rather than pleasure.
I'm afraid so. Though there was the odd pleasurable moment.
Well, Mr. Lacey can be very good company.
Yes, when he's not nagging me to give up smoking, whispering on about Napoleon or begging to go home. You know, Mrs. Bloxby, it's been quite a few years since I lived with someone, and I thought it would be a complete nightmare. But, it wasn't entirely hell on earth.
Coming from you, Mrs. Raisin, that's praise indeed.
Yes. Given time, I think I could almost get used to it.
Goodness. Perhaps I might still get that hat.
Well, I must say, you and Mrs. Raisin made a very handsome couple.
Oh, yes, well, that was just character acting. We were both playing a part.
Oh, come now, James. I did chemistry at school, and you two certainly turned the litmus paper blue.
Have you taken leave of your senses? I find the woman an irritant. Like a toothache one can never get rid of. Like a Leylandii, forever blocking one's view of the heavens.
Oh, don't try and pull the wool over my eyes. I really think you should go for it, old boy.
I really think you should stay off the sauce.
You're protesting far too much. Carpe donna, I say. Seize the lady.
Clearly, this cognac has hallucinogenic properties. I do not have the slightest wish to seize Agatha Raisin. Cheers.
Good morning, Chivers. Have you been a good girl this week? Well, so have I, despite what the Carsley Ladies' Society is saying. Still, what do you care? So long as I can still use a tin opener. There you go. You enjoy that. Oh, hang on, I'm coming. James.
Good morning, Agatha.
Come here.
Hello, Chivers. You must be glad to see Agatha. Everything's back to normal now.
Are you calling for anything in particular?
You left these in my car.
Two packets of cigarettes. Well, hey, well, that's breakfast taken care of.
Have you ever tried giving up?
I did once. It made me even more irritable.
Is that possible?
Don't start. How's the book coming off?
Very well. I've finally made a breakthrough.
Really?
Yeah, I've changed the name of the opening chapter from The Rumblings of War to Rumblings of the War.
Bravo. Oh, you're in the home straight now. Well, it was fun pretending to be married to you. Now do we pretend to get a divorce?
My imaginary solicitors will be in touch.
James?
Yes, Agatha?
Why don't we go out for dinner? You know, to celebrate our divorce.
An imaginary dinner?
No, James, a real one.
Well, that's a good idea. There's a new place just opened in Evesham called Serenissima.
Oh, is it Italian?
I believe so.
Good. I'll pick you up at 8.
I shall look forward to it. Well, back to the Peninsular War, then.
Thanks for the cigarettes.
You're welcome.
Well, Chivers, a night of Serenissima with James Lacey. Whatever next?
In Agatha Raisin, Penelope Keith starred as Agatha, and Malcolm Sinclair was James. Mrs. Bloxby was played by Liza Sadovy, and D.C. Wong by Ben Crowe. With Rachel Atkins as Deborah, Philip Fox as Sir Charles, and Bertie Carvel as Kelvin. Agatha Raisin was dramatized by David Semple from the novel by M.C. Beaton, and the producer was Carol Smith.